We're going to begin a series of teachings on leaders are examples. And this, of course, is a very important topic for any Christian leader because our good character in the Lord is what influences our decisions and our example for others to follow. We want to lead others to Christ. Like it says in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be ye followers of me, Paul says, even as I am of Christ. The leadership team for the network will be teaching in this series, which provides us with so many different facets of the same diamond for that light to shine through. And we'll see that. So we're very excited about this teaching series and understanding and applying this in our lives. And our first teacher is Todd Grillo. So, Todd, take it away.
Thank you, Rico. God bless you all. We're going to begin in Ephesians chapter 2. And in this teaching on leaders as examples, we're going to look at humility to the faith. Humility to the faith. Everything in a Christian leader's life begins and ends with the faith of Jesus Christ. It's because of the faith of Jesus Christ, which is everything that he accomplished. It's all his work. That's what the faith of Jesus Christ is. And it's because of the faith of Jesus Christ that Christian leaders exist. There are no Christians without Christ, right? There are no Christian leaders without his life, his crucifixion, and resurrection. The faith of Jesus Christ is everything that he accomplished. What did he accomplish? Simply put, God's will for his life, perfectly and always. And he was able to carry out God's will for his life because of his access to the Father, because of his access, unfettered and unrestricted to the Father. We like him, and because of him, his faith, can carry out God's will for our lives together. Why? Because of our access to the Father. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now we have a choice to move and live with God or without God. Without is by ourselves. Ourselves or self comes in when we think that our work, our training, our skills, our knowledge, or study has anything to do with our access to God and his power, his love, and grace. This doesn't mean we don't work or train or develop skills. In fact, God tells us whatsoever our hands find to do with our might. And the Apostle Paul twice reminded the Thessalonians that he wasn't chargeable to anyone for his food, for his bread. It says he worked hard, intense labor night and day. That's what it says. And he lived and worked with Aquila and Priscilla for a period of time during his ministry. The difference is doing those things with God. Like Paul, and as an example, we can do all things. We can do life with God, with our Father. These are good works because he's the guide. His love, when he's involved, he's the guide. His love, his grace, and power are in it. And the reason we can is because of the access. We have this access due to the accomplished work of Christ, the faith of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, This can be a great dilemma for mankind. Actually, it is, to include the Christian leader, to recognize and acknowledge in all things that we have what we have and we can do what we do because of another man's work. This requires humility. The reason it's a dilemma is because we're constantly being pulled by the world, by the systems of the world, by Satan, to think that we derive or gain our value or quality and successes from ourselves. It's constant. Humility to the faith is a recognition and acknowledgement that in Him, in God, we live and move and have our being. It's why we have this life. And this is where the Christian leader gets his or her strength and energy. And that's certainly not the case within our culture, within and out of the Christian community. Many Christian leaders draw upon people or the masses for strength, lots of people, others' money or control. Definitely ego or themselves, you know, a little success and we want to bow out our chest, you know, especially, you know, salespeople. I'm picking on myself here a little bit. I've been in sales my entire career. I constantly have to check myself and recognize and acknowledge that I don't have this life without Christ. I don't have this life without Him. None of it. Then I can bow my chest out even more and acknowledge my Lord. You know, it's all because of Him. We're going to look at one record, a very familiar one, and see these early Christians leaders recognize and acknowledge the faith of Jesus Christ. Very familiar, Acts chapter 3. And we'll clearly see the Apostle Peter's humility to the faith. And we'll start in verse 1, Acts 3, verse 1. Now, when Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. This is the first recorded healing and miracle after the day of Pentecost. And it sets a precedence for all healing in this grace age. It sets a precedent for all wholeness. Watch the response of Peter, verse 11. And as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why ye marvel at this? Or why ye look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" Seriously, Peter, I mean, this guy couldn't walk from birth, and now he's walking, he's jumping, leaping, and praising God. And there's not one iota of, "Look what I just did." There's not. Do you see his humility to what Jesus Christ accomplished for him? Verse 13, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus." Verse 16, And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Could it be any more clear? Do you see Peter's humility to the faith, the recognition and acknowledgement where perfect soundness comes from? It's reiterated in chapter 4 to the religious rulers and elders. Those without humility to the faith, those who do not recognize and acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ, those who serve their own belly, self. Chapter 4 and in verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? So they're in the midst of these very popular, very prominent religious leaders. How's Peter going to answer? I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be one of these culturally acceptable and admired powerful leaders? Let's see, verse 10. Let's see Peter's response. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. And verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Again, we see Peter's example of humility to the faith by recognizing and acknowledging that wholeness and salvation and perfect soundness is because of God's will carried out by his son, Jesus Christ. This miraculous healing sets a precedence for all healing and wholeness in the grace age. This example of humility to the faith sets a precedent. Having humility to the faith is simply recognizing and acknowledging that we have what we have, and we can do what we do because of what Jesus Christ did. That our very existence in this moment is because of him, our Lord, our Savior. When we have humility to the faith, God guides. Good works ensue, and spiritual fruit is produced, and it is not self-centered. The Christian leader with humility to the faith helps others have what they have. Wholeness, perfect soundness, and they help others carry out God's will in their own lives. It leads us to esteem others better than themselves and to not look at our own things, but the things of others. This was certainly the example set by Jesus Christ in his humility to the Father. And it was the example set by Peter in this example of humility to the faith of Jesus Christ. Good godly character for the Christian leader begins with humility to what our Lord and Savior accomplished for us. Humility to the faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you.